This meeting is now being recorded.
Recording has started. All right. Thank you all very much to the meeting of the Funding Methodology Subcommittee. We're going to just do a little bit of bookkeeping very quickly before we get started with what I think will be a robust meeting calendar. Though I will remind everybody of two things. We are being recorded, obviously. And the schedule for this meeting is from 10 to 3. I talked to some people. They have some planes to catch a little bit before 3. So we're going to be, as I say, wheels up by 3 o'clock at the latest in this meeting. And if there's further discussion to be had, we'll continue that discussion. Time. Could I ask who's on the phone as far as a member of the subcommittee, if any members are on the phone? I thought there were two people at least listening in on the subcommittee members, or if not, then I assume it's public. Any subcommittee members on the phone? Hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and take roll. I'm just going to read from the list so I know who's in the room, but that way we all know who's in the room that we're listening in. I'm John Conklin. Rebecca Fleming?
Here.
Mark Cope?
Here.
Judge Good has already advised us that he could not be present today, and I don't believe he was calling in. Judge Good, are you calling in? That's a no. Judge Holland?
Here.
Judge Kuhl?
Yes.
Judge Lee?
Here.
Sherry Carter?
Here.
Tammy Grimm?
Here.
Sam Hamrick?
Here.
Jeff Lewis. Jeff, are you on the phone? Okay, Jeff may be joining us. We thought he was, so we'll wait or hope Jeff arrives. Mike Planet?
Here.
Mike Roddy?
Here.
Mary Beth Todd is, as we all know, I don't think she's retired. I don't know if she ever will, but she is no longer on this subcommittee because she found more enjoyable things to do, believe it or not. Tanya?
Yes.
You. I'll get there someday. Hey, you. And Chris Holkers.
Here.
Great. Thank you very much. Did somebody else just call in as a committee member? Hearing none? All right. Thank you all very much for coming. I'm just going to, as I said, take care of a few bookkeeping matters. We do have minutes from our December 16th meeting. I assume you have all reviewed those minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the December 16, 2015 minutes?
So moved. Planet.
Moved by Planet. Second.
Roddy.
Roddy. Any opposed to approving the minutes? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Are approved. Thank you very much. Okay. You probably moved a little faster, Colin, because he's still, it looks like he's good to go. So we're going to. I'm sorry. Did somebody vote aye on the phone? Hello? I thought I heard an aye on the phone. Maybe not.
Somebody's in mute.
Okay. Yeah. All right. If you did vote aye on the phone, just let us know. All right. We're going to turn now to the first of our items. The first three items are action items. So item number one is the included and excluded OE&E expense codes. And I'm going to turn to Colin Simpson, the JCC staff, to help us with this issue.
So the first item,
I'm sorry, I've been prompted as well. I do not believe there are any public comments prior to the meeting. No public comments. Thank you. Okay. Colin?
The first item was actually discussed by the subcommittee in December, but the subcommittee asked for additional information about the number of counties that actually had expenses recorded against those items. So if you look to page 14, column far right, column I, you'll see the number of courts that reported expenditures against those codes. So it's 8, 1, and 19. Just to give you a refresher as it relates to this issue, these are basically three expense codes that were identified, and the originally identified which operating expenses and the equipment codes would be included or excluded in the WAF calculation. These three codes were actually identified as both included and excluded. And so what's being asked of the subcommittee is to clarify that designation for the three expense codes that were both included and excluded in the JC improvement itself.
All right. Any comments, questions for Colin?
Specifically, you're looking at page 14.
Page 14 provides the additional information that you're looking for. What page 14 provides, this was provided previously, it just didn't provide column I before, was it also shows comparative expense codes and where they are in the WAFA OE&E designation. So you'll see that, for example, example, for the first item, the facility operations, basically they're all included. You'll see numbers 316 through 327. And then when comparing for the, that was maintenance supplies, I'm sorry. So other facility costs and services, which is item 341, you'll see a comparison there for lines 340 and also, you know, 342 as well as 358. And those, they were included and excluded. So that's just for purposes of seeing comparatively how other items that were similar in nature, how they were treated.
Do you know, so grand jury for me is easy to talk about. Can we start there and maybe just take care of that one? So for grand jury, the reason it's included and excluded, and I think we talked about this last time, is because there are costs for recruiting and managing grand jurors, but the great majority of them are accounting expense because they're the ones that manage the jurors. So technically, it is an included-excluded thing because it's our job to do the recruitment of the grand jury, but it's the county's job to manage them when they're here.
That was my question. Is this the civil grand jury?
Yeah.
So I can see why it would be both, and I would hope the court would not pay any county expenses, so I would be more inclined to include it, right? Because you'd only be coding what you're paying for.
Are they reimbursable?
Yeah. No, the ones that the county was responsible for are reimbursable.
But not the court ones?
No, because it's your statutory duty, our statutory duty, to do the recruitment for the grand jury. So we would pay for the publications and, you know, to get grand juries. But then when they're called in and when you manage them and that kind of thing, that's a county reimbursable expense.
From a technical standpoint, both of those would be treated expenditures, it's just that the reimbursable part would also have a revenue component to it.
What's the revenue component to it?
If anything that the county reimbursed for, so it's usually a broader category, like county, I forget the specific category, there's basically county non-fee revenue or something like that.
So that's what we do. Like, for example, the grand jury secretary is a court employee, but the county reimburses us. So we pay the front bill and then just send them the check.
Right.
So you think that needs to be included because there are expenses we pay?
There are expenses.
There are. Okay. But the only thing would be included are those expenses that are not reimbursed, that we pay that are not reimbursed.
That's the hard part, I think.
Well, if we include them all and then just allow for the revenue offset,
it would be the same thing.
Would that solve the problem?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes, I do too.
Right?
We don't run any expenses like grand jury, really. I mean, other than
advertising.
We send out a press release.
So then you're going to have a big fat zero there, but some people may recruit, you know, publications.
We had to go through and publicize this year because we had such a bad turnout.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, the rates have gone up unbelievably.
Yeah.
Because the newspapers have been hit so bad.
It's crazy.
Thousands of dollars now for an advertising.
So is there any downside to including it?
I can't think of one because you're right, the revenue would offset the county portion.
Do we want to break it up or do we want to move on to the next one?
So I'm looking at Colin. Wouldn't that offset it?
Well, technically, no, because from this perspective, what you're looking at is you're looking at whether or not something is included as a
part of it,
versus your...
Yeah.
You know, equivalent available funding. So is it included in the equivalent available funding? No.
Yeah, right.
No. The revenue line is not.
No, the revenue line, but it's not considered part of the Walton funding.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, then it needs to be included and excluded.
Yeah, I mean, what case type is it tied to?
It's part of the office. You know how you get a component for your OE&E? Yeah, you get a component in Waltham. There's a line that gives a per employee cost for supplies and things like that. That's what we're updating.
Okay. So then, if the revenue line that's out with the court relating expenses, wouldn't you have to exclude it because the revenue is excluded? It wouldn't be included and excluded. It have to be one or the other. Wouldn't it have to match its revenue line?
You would sure think so, but that means people that do have genuine costs on the court side, they need to be able to include those.
That's why it's both, I think.
That is exactly why it's been both.
So when it's both Collins, is it running itself out to zero?
I mean, well, I would say probably usually the best thing to say is probably when in doubt, probably include it. I mean, that's in the, because that's how, at least you're saying we're not making a decision based on it. If we don't know, then right now it's included. So until we have better information, not we can't make a decision to change something when information is incomplete. And it sounds like, now we're only talking, and I shouldn't say only, but we're talking about $177,000 for statewide.
Is that kind of, is that 18 court?
No, just for grand jury.
Oh, okay.
On the far right column, it says number of courts. So that would be 19 courts have expenses? Is that
yes.
What you're saying? Oh.
And that's still just the net amount after the revenue has offset.
No, that's just expenses. That's just gross expenses.
How come there was such a leap between 11, 12, and 14, 15?
Maybe for the reason Mike
publications,
maybe. Yeah, maybe publications.
Yeah. Kind of a big leap.
Do we expect continued leaps of that magnitude? Because then we're not talking about only 175,000. Anyway, I'm fine with what the proposal is, but.
Yeah, that's one that we have to pick. You know, the costs are going to continue to go up, but it's still, we're talking 177,000 out of a
$2
billion.
Yeah, I
would include
and I would suspect the 19 counties may be the bigger folks that have to go out and really advertise and notice this stuff. I know that's what we have to do.
We do. Yeah. Okay,
thank you. We should do it all this morning, but
they don't charge. I mean, we use the free press release mark, but when you don't get any applicants, you got to go through and make a better effort, otherwise you don't have a grand jury.
And I thought that was the easy one.
So let's
so we're breaking it up, so I don't know if we need a separate motion on each of them. Pardon me? Motion, is our motion to include grand jury costs?
I'll make
it across by Roddy.
One of us will second.
All right. So the record is clear. The motion to include is by Mike Roddy. The second is by Chris Volkers. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, it's included. All right. Next.
Just as another, you could always add Phoenix to break it to two expense codes. One that's reimbursable, one that's not.
That's okay. I like that.
So we can accomplish that by including it, then as Phoenix break it out, like you said.
Okay. Good idea.
But that doesn't change what we just.
No. Well, you, I mean, once they do that, she can revisit it that time.
We may want to revisit it later.
Yeah.
Not that much money, but. Yeah.
Okay. What's the next one of these?
Whatever you choose.
Facility operations.
Yeah, there are two facility operations items.
Any chance that on 317? The supplies are related to janitorial, which we are responsible for. So again, you know, janitorial we're responsible for, facilities we're not. And my second question is, any chance that 341, line item 341, is from a delegated court? You know, a facility delegated court like Riverside or Orange, because it's just one court, and that's a big amount. So do you know if 341 is a facility delegated court?
So I actually, that for some reason I didn't have it open. I don't know why it didn't here.
Because again, you know, on the 317, we do janitorial, but we don't do maintenance, right? Unless you're delegated. So you can see why there's some confusion.
Well, we hope they'll know what the expenditures were for.
Yeah,
for
right.
Air conditioning filters, or was it for?
Well, is that $75,000? Right. Right. So it's, I mean, that's a very
yeah, for eight
round
court.
Cost.
Yeah.
It's, well, no, the $75,000 is for one court, right?
Yeah.
One, three, four,
oh,
four.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why it makes me wonder if it's
right.
A delegated court.
Yeah, because $75,000 is.
And the year before that, it was $829. So
for the for 317, that was, I would actually ask Colin, can that would be one that I can see as breaking out more information on Phoenix so that we can better identify what that is.
Well, I thought you might ask that, so I didn't do it. I just didn't want to provide it because I didn't want to get into too much detail, but I didn't actually look at, like, for the eighth courts, their conditioning. I do have the courts that are involved.
We're very detailed, right?
Well, there's only four with delegation. That would be Orange, Riverside,
Imperial,
and
that's
San, yeah, that's right, San Luis Obispo. Are they? delegated, so I think that it should remain excluded because you get your delegation money separately. It shouldn't be part of welfare.
So you want 317X?
No, 341.
There's just one court, it's Riverside, and they're getting it.
Oh, no, I was referring to
317.
I was referring to 317.
And that they're delegated, so it should be excluded there, too.
But there's eight courts, so what are the other? And you said the bulk of it. I'm fine with this, but what are the other courts and how much does this?
So basically, all the 60,000 of it was Riverside.
Got it.
Okay. And then about 10,000 of it was Obispo.
They're delegated.
Yep. Imperial is about 10,000 delegated.
Delegated.
LA, they're about 14,800.
So we may have screwed up. Mm-hmm. So there you go, delegation and we recovered.
As long as we include that in the record.
I admit to nothing.
I think you're supposed to say I'm invoking the Fifth Amendment right against you. Don't smirk when you say it.
So I think 317 should be excluded and 341 is.
No, that one's not.
Delegated? What is 341? Disability planning.
Do you have any other information on it?
So wait, 317, do you need a motion to exclude? I would move.
So motion to exclude, 317, motion to exclude facility operations.
I would second that.
Seconded by Tammy Graham. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so facility 317, facility operations are excluded. So finally, we're not finding 341, other facility costs. And that's one court, and it's Santa Cruz.
What is facility planning services?
We have no idea.
Yeah,
there's no indication of what that is.
Unfortunately, you don't have.
Somebody call Alex and find out.
Let me pass it.
Interesting.
Remember, you don't
let me
have
throw
to that.
Let me throw it. I'll have it done. If you're interested in remodeling a court or a courthouse or an office building or whatever you have, and the Judicial Council facility staff says they are too busy to get to it, and so you hire your own design planner, would you consider that your expense that should be included, or would you include it an expense that should be excluded because you did it only because Judicial Council couldn't get to it? That's probably what this is, so I think that's probably the question we should ask is if you pay for it to take care of your own facility needs, would you count it in WAFM as a legitimate trial court expense, or would you say, no, you made that decision because Judicial Council was too busy? So that's what facility planning services are.
I do the former rather than the latter.
Yeah. I would include it, right? Isn't that what you're saying, Mike? You'd include it?
No.
You would exclude it?
Yes, I would include it.
Okay. I don't have a hard feeling, but I'll bet that's what it is. Because, like, this year the CFRs are due March 7th. That's pretty tough for people to meet March 7th CFRs, right? If you have a design you need done. So.
But, you know, in the house you have lead time. You know what you're managing to.
Yeah, except they have to do it. And if you give them a list and they say, we can't get to it, then the question is, if you pay for it, should you include it in WAP?
Well, how are we going to know that? I mean, how are we going to break down every expense and find out that
they're declining?
Yeah, I think I can tell you they do.
They do?
Here,
okay.
Here. Oh, the I can
LA.
Tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep, they
no,
do.
No,
we're way too busy.
Okay.
They're really busy. They just don't have enough project managers.
Yeah.
Well, clearly some type of facility planning.
Yeah, right.
Right.
With, you know, whether or not it was through the council or not, initially, they did something on their own.
Right.
Do you include it or not?
That's the bottom line.
I mean, a number of us have facilities folks on board now.
Yeah.
And in that case, they probably don't have enough critical mass to have someone, so they went outside.
I've contracted it.
So how are the rest of us accommodating that cost? You know, it's something we take
do.
Out of our,
mm-hmm.
that's right, take out of our, so I don't, you know, I don't think we can
I'm
make
okay
an exception to that.
Down.
So is the budget excluded?
Yeah,
I think so.
I'd move that.
All right. Mike makes the motion, Tanya seconds. All in favor of excluding the 341, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So that is excluded.
Yeah.
Does that take care of item one? Colin, is that everything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just being told we don't have to take an action on these, but they're already included.
Right. And if you feel uncomfortable with something, it doesn't mean you have to say include or exclude. You just
don't take action.
Okay. So if you don't have to take action because currently it's included. So if you feel like you're not ready to make the determination, you can say we're not ready to take action at this time.
You've got to exclude, right?
But as it is, I think we need to take things off the table.
Oh, not for this. I'm just saying, just so you know, like, because we're running on to the next item, and just so you know, if you do feel uncertain about something,
but item one,
you have to make a decision one way or the other.
We're not going
to table it.
Okay.
We're done.
We can table it, but item one, we're done. We're not going back and reconsidering any of those three.
Right.
Okay. So now, item two, Colin. So we have to do item one in 22 minutes.
Okay,
so we're now on page 17. So this is also an item that the subcommittee previously addressed in December, and actually voted to include quite a few items already. And you'll see that those items that you chose to include are at the very top of page 19. You'll see on column G, it says included, Walker Moline designation. What we're asking you to consider here are the remaining items that were deferred, you can either table it again or you can actually take action to change it. Basically, starting at the bottom of page 19, the items are highlighted, so starting at 527, going all the way down to the bottom of page 20, you'll see that really the only items that actually have any activity in them are those first three items at the bottom of page 19 and the first item at the top of page 20. The rest of them don't actually have any activity, but we're asking you to take action, assuming that at some point in time there will be, that there will be used. On page 21 through 22, we provided some comparisons that for some of these items showing comparable items and where they currently are in the JCC methodology. The reason why we note this is because these were items that just weren't considered previously. These were items that weren't considered either because there were no expenditures in fiscal year 11-12 when they were considering these items previously, or they didn't actually even exist in fiscal year 11-12, so they weren't even aware of them because they didn't exist. So we're asking now, since they weren't considered previously, we're asking you to make a recommendation about these items for their consideration now. Like I said, key items are just those four items, the three at the bottom of page 19 and the one at the top of page 20. And I did actually look at the number of reports that used those as well. I didn't actually put the numbers next to it in this case, but I can provide that info and also which courts they are.
Well, like 527 debt service, is that one of the allowable offsets for collection? Otherwise, what would a debt service be? Because if it's an offset to collections, I would exclude it, but I don't know what else it would be for.
Well, actually, if it were related to collections, I would say that would probably be a reason to exclude it because collections aren't part of it.
Right.
But it's not related to that. It's actually just related to, I think actually specifically in this case, it's related to one court related to their facilities.
Yeah.
Paying off the debt service on the bond for their facility. I believe it's Merced. Yeah, it's Merced. It just wasn't considered before, so
yeah.
So is the thought to exclude it?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Motion.
I'll make a motion to exclude.
All right. Kenny's ready to motion to exclude. Any second?
Roddy.
Roddy seconds. All in favor of excluding 527 debt service? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Moving to 178, general expense equipment rental and lease.
And this one is G, sheriff's security equipment. And this is one that was specifically identified, I think, in the last meeting by you, Sherry, as something considered since sheriff's security and those items are typically included.
I have a question on this, Colin. On the equipment that we get replaced on a regular basis, the magnetometers, all this stuff, is expense related to that included?
So currently that is included, but the revenue you receive for the replacement of that is not part of lawful. So that's actually one that, but I believe that the reason why it's included is because it wasn't considered at the time.
You know, and actually that program's not funded anymore.
Yeah, that's
it. No, it isn't. You're talking about the Trucker Security Grants Program from the IMF,
uh-huh.
but there's a replacement screening stations program from the TCCS, $2.286 million. That one is still funded.
So my only thought is that this equipment, I would presume that it's similar, either scanning stations or additional equipment. I would just, for consistency purposes, I would want.
We're talking $430.
Yeah. Throw it in.
You have a motion.
You know what? It just costs more in this room.
Yeah, we already found it.
So it's 25 ports.
The airplane ticket costs more than
that. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I just wanted to tell
you. Please, put it down. So, Mike, are you saying include it? Is that with you?
I was saying.
Roddy moves to include. Charter, Ms. Carter seconds. Any opposition? All in favor of including the $430 for a set of handcuffs and
sorry, we have just destroyed Waffham.
Yeah.
All in favor of including the $430.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
Boy, the calculation's
yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear it now. Yeah. Coming out of the next one, however.
Probably not even the next one. All right. So, yeah, this next one is one that I think got the Volker's attention, actually. And so this is perimeter security provided by contract entrance of the courthouse. And I should just note that, yes, this is a new one. The other items in this category, there are three items, and you'll actually see in the note there's a C-section 1 of 4C. Basically, all of them are excluded except for one item is included. But basically, in general, all these kinds of perimeter security costs were excluded from law. So you're aware of that. And so as it relates to, and I think you were curious about this because I know that for your court, I'm sure, I can't remember which GL you were referred against, but I think it's like 504.
Mm-hmm.
But this would have, how many courts is this? Five courts.
Are they the ones that are currently excluded? You know this probably better than me, but there were some small courts that got excluded with their security costs.
Because they have marshals.
Yeah. That
courts?
Would be Trinity and Shasta. And
I think I'm one of those.
You are one of those.
Yeah.
Are you one of the ones on line 303?
Yes.
And you pay?
We have a contract with the county provides the perimeter screening for us.
And you pay for it?
Yeah, and it's separate from the sheriff's piece went to the sheriff.
Right.
We've already always had this piece, and so we kind of got caught in that
shovel. Why were you not included in the group that,
never mind that. Same thing, though. We have perimeter screen with the private outfit. Same concept that didn't go to the sheriff. But you're saying I recorded it in 504, right?
Well, I was just guessing.
I'm sure I did because mine's almost $2 million alone. So.
Yeah, I was just guessing, but
I'm sure you're right. So why is this one different between Mike and I?
It shouldn't be. If we're counting Chris's 504, we should count
your
504.
Including it.
Oh.
Right?
Well, this one is included, but in general, all the others, like yours, are excluded.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we should be consistent one way or the other.
Absolutely.
Mike, it's the same thing, right? It's your perimeter screening.
Yeah.
Right. It's just it didn't have any expenses in it when they were considering last time. So I'm not saying how they would have decided back then, but I'm just saying that's why it wasn't addressed then.
Well, it seems to me perimeter security contracted from a source other than the sheriff should also be applicable to contracts. I mean, it's not the sheriff. It is or it isn't. Why would I think they ought to be treated the same, and whether we include them or exclude them. I don't know why they wouldn't put line 506 into line 504.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too.
Right.
Yeah.
So is the bond based on that to exclude it?
I'll make that motion.
All right.
I'll second it.
So moved by Mike Wright, seconded by Tanya, to exclude 303. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? 303 is excluded. And then finally, what else?
393, right?
393. The other one still have to get considered as based on principle. They actually don't have any expenses.
After 393.
After 393.
Okay.
So this one I can give you just a brief. I'm not going to give you any recommendations, but I can tell you that these are reimbursable expenses and kind of like a court appointed counsel. So dependency counsel, court appointed counsel, these expenses are reimbursed, and they're also not included in the WAFM. They're not considered part of the WAFM allocation, so they're not part of the revenue side. So based on that, one would probably lean to the fact that you would exclude these as well, since the expense, since the revenue isn't included in WAFM, why would the expense?
Okay. How many court calendars is this one? So it looks like four, maybe?
Nine. Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest that we exclude 393 through 450 because all of them are non-trial court trust fund. They all have a different funding source.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Thank you.
So it's to exclude 393 through 450. As Collins pointed out, 430 through 450, there's no action anyways. I mean, there's no expense.
Well, there's no money, but it'll be used at some point.
Okay, great. It's a resolution. So the motion by Sherry and the secondary Tanya is to exclude, correct?
Yes.
Exclude 393 through 450. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right, that's item two. Any of them on item two column that we haven't addressed? Okay. I knew we could have done this by phone call. Sorry. Item three.
You missed out on the sandwiches,
though. Wow. Maybe you should chase those bagels real quick.
You guys are very efficient. Item three column.
So this was an item that was on the agenda in the previous meeting that was not actually considered. And this one's a little bit more meaty, yes. It actually takes into account something you did consider at the last meeting related to certain revenues being included in the overall WAFM, well, I shouldn't say WAFM, but in the overall revenue categories. Those are included in WAFM. Those are not, those that are excluded from WAFM and those that still require further analysis. So I say that because I'm going to be walking through a couple of tables that we've walked through before. So I'm aware that you've seen them before, but I think it's important to walk through them to get to the next part. So basically, this is a question of not whether a certain expenditure line item should be included or excluded in the WAFM OED, but if certain fund types and the expenditures related to those fund types should be excluded from the WAFM OME for FTE. This was something that was never considered previously by the Judicial Council. So when they looked at OME, they didn't look at and see if any of these expenses related to, say, funds that were completely reimbursable, say, related to categories that were funds that were excluded from WAFM. So what you will see is, first, I looked out for you, and you can see you can actually, I would say, ignore page 27 and page 28. That's just there for historical reference. And I apologize, it appears like the headers are gone, but on page 29, page 30, and page 31, all of basically trial court revenues and reimbursements are basically all listed here. The first page, page 29, are those items that are captured by the workload analysis, and they're included in the record. Okay? 30.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Page 30 is those are items.
items that have been specifically excluded. So these are certain revenues that they're not included in the workload analysis, so the revenues shouldn't be included in the equivalent available funding for walking either.
Okay.
And 31 lists all these revenues, a few of which were just added. Those ones that you see in the notes on the side did not address previously, those were the ones that the subcommittee voted to add to this group. And these are ones that still require further analysis, so they have no action has been taken on whether or not they should be included or excluded. Okay? The reason why I note this is because if you look at page 32, you'll see that, and what this list is, this is the Waltham O&E. So if I look at all of the expenditure line items for Phoenix that are considered included in the O&E, I then break it up into the funds and say which of these are actually included in Waltham, which ones are not included, which ones require further analysis. So that you can see that the summary down below, most of it is, you know, clearly is Waltham. But some of it is non-Waltham, and we provide more detail on that if you want to see it on page 33, but I'm not going to go through that unless you want to. But we provide additional detail on what those specific funds are that are excluded. And they tie to that first table I was just showing you on the three pages. It ties to that so you can see, like, these items are excluded in Waltham, but we're including the expenditures related to these funds. So the question is whether or not this subcommittee wants to make any recommendations on excluding any of these expenditures based on what fund they belong to. For instance, do you want to exclude those that are clearly excluded in the Waltham calculation? Do you want to consider excluding those that are items that require further analysis? Or do you want to just discuss this and digest it and take action at a later time?
So, Colin, on page 33 in the last column, is that your thought? You know, item requires further analysis or?
That's specifically the designation that you see in that previous attachment, the attachment 3C, so pages 29, 30, and 31. That's just merely their designation. So page 29 is Waltham. Page 30 is non-Waltham, and page 31 is items that require further analysis. So these are just how they're currently designated.
So we set that at some point.
Yeah, and that was actually when I said we can skip past the history.
I see.
Part of that, and in the report we talk about how basically this table got to where it is now.
But just to clarify further, Colin, on page 31, the only ones you're asking us to look at are the ones who are on the far right in the notes column that was not previously addressed, or all of them?
Oh, no, you already made a decision. This is actually something that you already decided on. This is something that these fund items, the subcommittee is actually planning on addressing these next year as part of the work plan.
Oh, okay.
The items that require further analysis. What we're asking, or what the question that's being asked is, because of where these funds are currently designated as it relates to Waltham, do you want to exclude expenditures related to those funds? Meaning non-Waltham, you could also exclude items that require further analysis if you want to. But do you want to take action to say these should not be included in the O&E calculation?
Because the revenue is not currently included.
That's right.
Oh, that only makes sense, right? If you don't include the revenue side, why would you include the expenditure side? That's your question. Got it.
So those are the items that say not Waltham, whatever, right?
That's right.
Okay, 31.
Page 31 is, 30 is non-Waltham, 31 is items that require further analysis.
Well, that seems to me page 30 should not be included, right? Is that what we're right?
Those that require further analysis, while they're in that pending state, are they being included or excluded? Are they gone? The expenditures for the revenues not included, the related expenditures are currently included in OE?
Well, that one's, I mean, not as complicated, but that one's a little bit more complicated in the sense of by individual court, they're not included in the WAFM allocation. But when we talk to the Department of Finance and say, what is our overall statewide need, we actually include those items that require further analysis to say, you know, we act, this is funding we have, just so we include that to say, we need at least this much. That way we say, hey, we took this into consideration, so we need at least $400 million. If we don't include this, you know, it's like $600 million.
But for the individual courts, they're not being included.
That's correct.
Okay.
So question. I got a question about the line 25, the AB 1058. Pardon me if this is way out in Pluto's land, but is there a since the 1058 we're looking at in terms of the RAS and the PINK study, right? There's a relationship, those things that we're looking at from the RAS model with whether it's WAFM or not? In other words, if we're looking at it as our total part of our workload, shouldn't that be a reason to include it within the WAFM model, or am I missing something?
So I can share with you from just the recent work on the subcommittee that in the current structure, the 1058 workload is rolled into the family law section because it has not been able to be broken out. However, with the new one, they are going to attempt to break it out.
So the idea is to do the things like to get the work so you can break out the AB 1058 plan.
Right, but the workload right now is rolled into that family law piece.
I thought it was included, and then there was a subtraction for the money.
The money piece is not included, but the workload is included in RAS right now.
So I think Judge Kuhl's clarification, I think is basically that it's included in the workload.
Right.
And at the very end of the calculation of the funding need, we subtract out the amount that was distributed to the courts.
There's a line item in the WAFM workload for
1058.
Okay.
Basically, what it is that because they can't exclude it from the workload, like Rebecca just said, they have this workaround room where they subtract out
so it's just the AB 1058 work that we're that we are
absorbing in the RAS piece.
Yes.
But supposedly that'll be divided up in this next go around, right?
Yeah.
That was the attempt that they were going to make in our discussions in the subcommittee, right?
Well, it'll be divided up in the next
iteration, right?
I'm not sure what.
In the next RAS evaluation, they were going to try and separate it out from that.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, because there's really no correlation between the money and the work. It seems to me that if we're excluding the revenue because they have either unique funding lines in the budget or for some other reason, I'm not sure why we would include the related expenditures on the other side that you use that money for.
Only when, I agree, when you can identify what expenditures relate
to those funding streams.
Yeah.
Unless you're spending more money on that than you're being reimbursed for, would that make a difference? So some courts, just taking 1058, some courts spend their own money on 1058 courts and they're never reimbursed for that.
I think all of us do. Yeah, 1058.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with court-appointed dependency counsel. Almost every court.
Would you make a distinction between those two?
Well,
the money you reimburse for.
You also have grant programs where you have to provide, you know, some kind of math or in-kind.
Yep.
I mean, anything above and beyond what you're getting from a specified funding source is essentially non-reimbursable.
That's right.
So
and almost all grants have a match.
Yeah, there's a whole category of that. Yeah. But, I mean, fundamentally, I think Sherry's right. I mean, if you're not including the revenue, how do you include the expense?
Right.
That, from an accounting standpoint, doesn't seem to be consistent.
Unless you do the same workaround where you're including the revenue only to the extent that it's actually reimbursed.
You include the workload.
Right.
And then exclude the revenue.
Well,
which then
you include the revenue minus the reimbursement for it, which is what they're doing on 1058. Right. That's what I understood you to be saying.
No. The 1058 funding is subtracted out.
That's
from what I mean. Yeah, the revenue. And the problem is it was not measured as part of RAS. So, you know, it was seen as a separate funding stream, so it wasn't included in RAS. That's my understanding, is that it wasn't included in RAS. And so the funding, since it was seen as an offset to the workload, the whole piece was taken out of WAFA. Same with some of the other limited pieces.
So that's not a good example then. But my point is where there's a revenue stream, and it's related to work, but there's also expenses beyond the revenue stream, then I would think you could include the revenue stream, but then you'd have to deduct the revenue stream again at the end to cover the amount you're paying in excess of the revenue stream.
So, you know, WAFM is so clean now in how it comes up, and then it subtracts columns. But I do agree with you, especially the one that comes to mind is dependency council, because I have all of this, you know, back in my file. There are several courts that spend a lot more on their allocation than what they receive. And that should... But remember, what we're doing is we're saying it should be included in the OE&E that's rolled up in the per cost per employee that gets rolled up into WAFM. And so it doesn't, it only helps those courts that do that in minuscule, because their share of the OE&E is then spread among 58. So it may or may not be the right thing to do for WAFM. What we need to do is find a better solution to those funding sources that are unique to particular funding costs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and another concern that comes to mind if we do that is, and this is why we shouldn't have dependency defense counsel in our budget to begin with, you cannot put a trial judge in the position of saying, do I appoint counsel or bust the court's budget? They're going to appoint counsel. They're
sure.
going to do what they got to do.
Sure.
So the extent to which courts start to use that, because we all acknowledge insufficient funding for dependency counsel, but I think you could stretch the analogy beyond that, it's going to continue to impact OE&E. And then it continues to kind of chip away at you know, base funding. So it's a slippery slope in that
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, so what would you suggest?
I got to think about it. I mean, honestly.
Some of them are clearer to me, like if you look at the revenue side and then expenses, some of them are clearer, like
sure.
when it comes to jury, easy to exclude, or any grants, because grants you're agreeing to a match to get a benefit, but when it comes to dependency counsel or some of the others, it's a little harder to do.
Interpreters
are easy. Yep.
Do you want to break out the easy ones? And
yeah,
well,
yeah,
those?
Sure.
Exactly. So what are the easy ones?
Interpreters.
So let's go by line.
So you're now looking at 33, right, Colin? Isn't that what you wanted to do, is look at 33?
Well,
this is the record.
Sure. Yeah, you can look at 33 and then pick
those
off.
So 33 are the expenses related to the revenue on 30, right?
That's right.
And what you wanted to do is to look at the expenses on 33.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
So what we were just talking about is, are there easy ones we can just low hanging fruit right now?
So I think the low hanging fruit, okay. I would say proprietary, I think, is easy. I think the capital outlay is easy.
There's no lines on it, right? There's no
yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't
yeah.
provide lines. So let's start from the top. Capital projects, I think that one's that seems to be pretty clear because that doesn't really relate to court operations.
Yeah,
that
so I'd exclude
really,
it.
Yeah.
So when we talk about these ones, now these are the easy ones we're going to exclude.
Right.
All right. So debt service, capital fund, okay.
Now, if you come down to about halfway down to the page, you'll see in bold proprietary. This is one court self-funds their benefits. And
yeah, that should be excluded.
Yeah.
Okay.
So both those lines under proprietary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you going to... Should I just tick them off and then you'll take a vote on these?
Yeah, let's pick off the ones we're going to do as a group. Right now,
okay.
We'll take a vote on these.
Okay.
So far, it's the ones that are in, looks like it's pink, except for we haven't addressed internal service, but debt service and the two trial court benefits lines.
That proprietary. Under special
right.
revenue, alternate defense is, and in criminal conflict attorneys, or do you know? County program. Yeah, it's a county program.
Yeah, the county program, but I don't know. I couldn't say.
I'll bet it's alternate PD, right?
It would be, because some counties have an alternate.
So under the special revenue, it says alternate defense program, county program. That should be excluded.
So some of those appear other than criminal cases.
Yeah.
And they appear in dependency and they appear.
But there's still a county program.
Okay.
Okay. Children's Court Parking Fund.
I didn't even know we had such a
thing. I didn't
know. Me neither.
It's zero.
I would exclude that.
Zero.
I know where I'm from.
Getting one.
I don't know what it is first. In case I can use it for
it's me. Your parking spot.
And children's waiting room, you know, you do get money for that. That should be excluded from WAFM. Absolutely exclude.
Any disagreement with that?
Well, you raise a fee, you fund it through a fee.
Right.
It's a non-WAFM.
And DERPA should definitely be excluded.
I think the non-WAFM ones should be the easy ones.
Yes, in fact,
Is it everything in pink?
With the exception.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm.
The grand jury, we just basically included the expenses in a previous motion. So should we leave grand jury out? Well, but what we're saying is that if we're going to exclude those expenses as well. We just took a motion on item one to include.
So whatever you want, Rebecca. I defer to you on grand jury.
Well, but I don't know whether this is lumped into the prior issue, the distinction between the county's responsibility and what the court was responsibility. I thought,
and I don't know if those, like, I don't know if that code, I didn't cross-check to see if that code fell under this fund, so I don't know. I could check. It probably, and I would say there's a good chance it is, but I don't know.
So I would leave that one out of whatever action we take so that we could get the clerk. So
the 293601.27 is not going. We're not going to decide on that today. We're going to take it out pending further information.
So all non-WAFM but CAF, right?
Are we sure we know what other county services?
The one up above.
854, 854,000. Or below grand jury. What is that? Do you think?
The one for 854. Do you know?
I can get, like, I mean, I'll be able to identify the court, so that's it. There won't be any more detail in the system on it.
Maybe we should approve all of them, but grand jury and other county services, because that might be a legitimate expense if courts are still paying their counties for payroll, for example.
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
Okay, so just so we're clear then, on everything on page 33, all of the, depending on your color palette,
the non-WAFM.
The non-WAFM, that's a good way to think, Sherry. The non-WAFM designated are going to be excluded, except we're going to take no action on grand jury and other county services pending further information.
Right.
All right, does that cover all of them? All right.
Grand jury, other county services. Okay, got it.
Right. Are the ones we're not
Excluding from excluding.
What is special revenue fund other?
We're excluding them from excluding.
Do we know what that is?
Special revenue fund other.
We're not dealing with them yet.
We're just doing the non-WAFM.
Oh, okay.
So is there a motion to exclude everything that's in flesh color? Except not consider grand jury and other county services until further information comes in.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
All right, Tammy Graham, second.
I'll do it.
All right, Tanya, and all in favor of
One question.
Sorry, I wanted to ask you.
The Court Facilities Maintenance Fund, do we know what that is? It looks like it's a reimbursement. Do we know what that one is? Does anyone have? It's a big number.
Where do you see that?
It's the non-WAFM, the lowest on the page.
Near the bottom.
Oh, sorry. Oh, 3.4 million.
Oh, okay. Court facilities maintenance.
It's funded from some, from a, I don't know if they call it a local revenue, but a non-state revenue.
Would there be a facilities maintenance that we would include?
Well, yeah, I can't imagine there is. It's just the number is so big.
Yeah.
Do you want more
and are they one? Are they delegate courts? Should we excluded from the exclusion?
Well, if we're going to get some more information anyway.
Get that money, too.
Get that money.
Yeah.
I think there was to be, so we're going to go back. I'm going to retroactively. Yeah. I don't know if there was a motion. I don't think there was a motion yet.
A friendly
amendment to a non-motion. But so whoever's following along on the phone, if somebody is, the grand jury of 293, the other county services of 854, and the court facilities maintenance fund of 3.4 is going to be deferred pending further information. All other non-WAFM listed on this sheet, is there a motion to exclude?
Yes, I'll renew my
motion. Renewed motion by Tim Grimm, seconded by Tanya. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So, Colin, did you get that?
I did.
Okay. All right. We're chomping away at it.
And then the yellows, we've already got on our action plan, Rebecca, is that right?
I believe they're on the action plan for next year.
That's right.
Okay.
Unless there's something somebody wants to take up at this point.
Is there anything else we need to do on item three? Okay. Well, look at that. Okay. All right, it's almost 11 o'clock. Anybody need a few minutes or you want to move to item? Okay, we're going to take a break. We're doing break 15 minutes, so I feel like I'm in class. We'll be back at 11:10. So we'll go off from the report. All right.
I don't know exactly how that works, but I'm just going to hang out.
If anybody's listening in, we're going off for 15 minutes. We'll go back on in 15 minutes, 11:10 on the clock.